Well, once again with us in the Walk Right In studio is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Frank, the experts are predicting at the moment that a major famine is on the way to parts of India. All I can say is thank goodness that we haven't got malnutrition in this country. Nothing to worry us in that direction.
Well, you know, that really isn't true. I think it's interesting you point out that a major famine is on its way. In India, in many other parts of the world, in Far East Asia and South America, there is constant famine and malnutrition. Not enough to eat. It's the underlying cause of much of the world's sickness, particularly in the less well-developed countries. But, you know, there is in this country too a major problem of the wrong kind of nutrition, malnutrition, which underlies a great deal of the sickness that our society has. Our problem, though, is not that we don't have enough to eat, but that we don't eat enough of the right things and we eat too much of the wrong things. Obesity is a contributory factor, rather technical jargon, but nonetheless very important, a contributing factor in a large number of diseases, particularly, of course, diseases of the heart and circulatory system. Obesity is something that we tend to notice in middle age and later life, although it may well be something that's caused very, very early on in infancy. We know that there is a certain tendency in families for large mothers to have large babies. This needn't necessarily be a genetic thing, an inborn thing. It can be a habit thing. The mum is a big eater, so the child becomes a big eater. I think we've all heard people say, we're big eaters in our family. But eating what? If we eat too much of the wrong kind of thing, this is harmful and does create deficiency problems. It is also wasteful, of course. We need a balanced diet that includes fats and carbohydrates and proteins. Again, technical terms. The proteins are the bodybuilders, the meaty things. If we eat too much of those, it's wasteful because we only burn them off as energy. It's important that every mother finds out what basic dietary qualifications there are in each of the foods that she serves up to make sure that her family are getting a balanced diet, because the big, podgy, heavy child may well be a problem not only in his childhood but also later on. You may pass the problems on to the wife-to-be of your own progeny, but society at large will eventually pay the price here of our wrong eating and overeating.